Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Phil's back.
I am. It is good to be back.
Oh, my God, it's Phil!
All right, so first you were out because you guys had a baby.
Yeah.
A baby.
That was good time.
A baby.
Good times.
That's you.
And then what? So how's everything's fine now?
Oh, he's great. Yeah. No, it's awesome. You know, every day you get to spend with him is so much fun.
He's driving now. He's driving now, right?
And by the way,
oh, yeah.
By the way, that never ends. Chaz is 30. He was in town this weekend. And from the moment he got there to the moment he left, other than when we both went to sleep, we were together sitting within feet of each other, whether it was in the pool, on the deck, in the living room.
Yeah.
The whole time, we just never left each other's side.
Nice.
And it was awesome.
I've never been more popular. People are checking in and like, hey, how's it going? Like, it was like, yeah, no, you're not asking about me, but yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
No, that's all been really, really good.
Good.
Yeah, Amanda needed another surgery. And, you know, look, her history is...
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She lost a leg to cancer.
She lost a leg to cancer when she was a kid. She's had at least five cancers since that one. So I think we're up to six now.
Jeez. She is one badass lady.
Seriously, man.
And look, the short story is we didn't even know if having a kid was ever going to be possible for her. So she's got incredible doctors, and the people in her life, you know, the medical people have done a lot to help us get to this point. So we're nothing but grateful. But we knew that a surgery was coming, given her history. So she had a full hysterectomy, which was a pretty big undertaking. It was not a surprise, but it was one of those things where they moved it way up because of who she is and what her medical history is, but also because her time off was going to lapse for the year. So they're like, you're going to need time to recover. We should do it right now.
Yeah.
So that was why I took time off this most recent time. And yeah, this one was more difficult.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. This was not a vacation at all.
Let's keep our fingers crossed that this is all behind you guys.
Yep.
No, she was doing much better this morning, even when I left, than a week ago, for sure. And you know, like I was just bragging about the kid. Mateo's great. He makes it a lot easier. He doesn't need.
Daddy, come.
He does not appreciate that yet, but we are trying every day. We'll see if it catches on with it.
Oh, it's nice to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yes,
thank you for asking.
Tired of answering a damn question. Why is Phil?
Yeah, no, I know.
Why were you getting mad about that?
Because you write this whole big thing what happened. Next thing you know, where's Phil? The funniest was I wrote this whole big long thing about where you were, what happened, all the stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm at home.
The next person.
That's where the answer. He's home.
The next person writes, where's Phil? I said, see above. Meaning, look at what I just wrote.
Look above.
The person goes, he's dead. You can't be that freaking stupid.
Yes, you can.
Oh, my. Yes, you can.
AJ finally threw me off the roof.
Not a bum, moron. What I just wrote.
So I'm glad you're back.
So Chaz flew in from Vegas Friday, and he's here until tomorrow. And then he goes to Italy with his boss for yacht week.
Nice.
They're on a yacht for a week.
Yeah.
And then he's going to hit spots in Italy. So he brought his cat with him home so the cat wouldn't be in some hellhole boarding house for a month.
Yeah. In Vegas.
Right. In Vegas.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And the last time he put her pumpkin in one of these places, it wasn't a great experience.
So now he's like,
all right, I'm going to be gone for a month. Come home.
Had a gambling problem.
Yeah. But this is the plane ride. Over 5 hours.
I'm hungry.
Never stopped.
Oh. That's like Marshall, yeah.
Where are my pretzels?
They just won't
never
see
stopped.
I can't see the movie.
He was the least popular person on that plane.
Oh.
Nobody likes cats. I would have been like, hey, man.
Yeah, I would have been like, let me play with the kitty.
Yeah.
You know, it's the sound.
Yeah, I know.
And now if he took her out of the bag and, you know, held her, she would have stopped. But they have rules against this.
Oh.
And I could see that. You don't want a cat running around the airplane.
Sure I do. Sure I do.
You're tight. This would have been AJ's ideal flight, actually.
Yeah. Play with the cat. Yeah.
Loose cats everywhere.
Could have barred him from L.A.
Yeah. You heard about this flying spider that's coming to Connecticut?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. You know, I don't like spiders. So
no,
I'm like, ah.
No one really likes spiders?
Yeah. That's weird friends would do, but no. Spiders, okay. No.
Yeah. All right. Let's bring on Dr. Gail E. Ridge, the Bug Lady, Associate Scientist, the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. Yeah, see you at 9:50. good morning. I could have just ended.
You could have just, but no, you went, kept going.
The Bug Lady.
Yep.
Right. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. So, what is this thing? When will it be here? And should we be bothered by it?
Well, as an entomologist, I'm geeking out. This is a gorgeous spider. It was first picked up in northeast Georgia in Basilton, Hoxton, around 2014. But I suspect it was here earlier. It's originally from Japan and Southeast Asia. The females can have a body length of about an inch with a leg span of 3 to 4 inches.
Ah, that's pretty big.
That's a big spider. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big bug.
But they're very, very, very pretty spiders. The females have yellow stripes on the abdomen and a salmon pink patch under the underneath. They're high aerial spiders. They actually work up high in the trees. And because of wind, they've evolved to have very strong webs. But they're large webs. The baseline that holds the web can be as long as 20 feet. They're very strong.
What?
Webs because, 20 feet, yes. Very strong webs because of the wind.
How do they shoot webs that far?
Like a catapult.
Oh, they have little tricks to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah. This is why they're called flying spiders, because the webs get caught in the wind and they fly with the webs, right?
No. These are big spiders. They can't fly. The flying stage is the young spiders that hatch out of their eggs. They're very tiny, and this is the distribution stage. And so the young spiders will release a thread of silk, and the wind catches them, and then they fly up.
Like a parachute.
Yeah, like a little parachute.
Right. Oh, wow.
A
little parachute.
That's
goes
the flying stage.
Yeah. No.
Ugh.
Yep.
That's the flying stage.
Right.
Are they here yet?
No. You wouldn't see adults until August and September anyway. But they're not here. Since the first, they were, since they were first spotted in northeast Georgia, they only moved 75 miles. So if you run the calculation, and that's just natural distribution, that's not including people who could move them. It'd take them about 100 years to get up here.
100 years.
Why?
It sounds like they were like.
Why was everyone going nuts last week?
Yeah, like inching any day.
Did you see the reports, Doc?
Yes, I did. It's a lot of correct information, but misinformation because it's more portions of information that have not been fully thought.
To me, it seemed like it was going to be here next week.
See, all I had to do was call the bug lady.
Right.
This is the thing. They wrote the story.
Right.
They could have just called you.
Yeah.
And they would have had it right.
Yeah, 100 years. I don't care about that now.
I don't care either.
I was going to ask if they bite and then what happens if they bite you.
All right.
Yeah, well, they're very timid. They'll run. They're very shy spiders. They're up in these beautiful golden webs. They're orb weavers and their webs are golden.
Nice.
They've found in the south that they've actually been very helpful for high-flying pests, such as the brown marmorated stink bugs.
Yeah, but can't they, accidentally, in a package, something like arachnophobia, a package that comes here to the northeast and all of a sudden starts, mingling with other spiders. Next thing you know, it's getting on with a spider up here, and they have a hybrid, and I'm going to get this big-ass spider running around here.
I like that we have the expert on, and you're like, but Jeff Daniels said.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. They had to have some sense of truth in there somehow.
Yeah, but we have big spiders here, like the yellow garden spider, which could be easily mistaken for the Joro spider. They basically look the same to the untrained eye. But we also have the giant fishing spider, and they can be 3 to 4 inches from toe to toe, and the black and white striped.
Well, I've seen some big wood spiders.
Really?
Yeah, I'm good.
Almost tarantula.
I'm good.
Yeah, those things.
They're in a family that actually fish for small fish.
Huh.
These don't. These are running spiders. They run along the forest floor. They have to have long legs to get over the leaves.
Right.
I just think that this is horrible for kids who like to climb trees.
Yes.
Just like,
yeah, tree fort. Often there's a big web in there. What?
Yeah.
Now I'm good.
Yikes.
It is that time of year where you just start, like, walking through the webs.
Every friggin' morning. I do the karate chop to my truck.
Right.
They're constantly right across the stairs.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen to this. We have nothing to worry about with the flying spiders.
Thank you, Bug Lady.
They don't really fly, one. And two, they won't be here for 100 years.
100 years. So warn your grandchildren.
Yeah.
That's right.
Then if you factor in all the highway construction,
right,
probably 120 years.
Right, plus the taxes. They're not going to come in
for that.
They're
never done.
There's no opportunities here for them. None.
All right, very good. All right, I feel better about this.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else we should be worried about?
Yeah.
Any other bugs you're looking at this summer?
Ticks. Ticks are always a big issue.
Ticks.
Those lantern flies were a big deal last summer, too.
Yeah, and they will be again this year as well. They've certainly got themselves established along the shoreline, and they're following the highways.
Is there anything going on with the yellow jackets? Because I haven't seen any yellow jackets this year. I'm not complaining, but I just noticed. Like, yes, I'm like, I haven't seen yellow jackets so far this year.
Well, they're just starting up.
Oh, great.
We will be seeing a few yellow jackets by the end of the summer. Their populations are small right now because the young queens who overwintered, you know, are basically raising the youngsters themselves. Oh. But once those 15 or 20 yellow jacket workers, well, actually, they kind of control her, they'll take over and then she just becomes an egg laying machine.
Great.
I was weed whacking last week, and I came across a nest that was in the ground.
Oh, Lord.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to be running down to the pool and jumping in.
Yep.
Nothing. So it must have been an old one.
Oh, good.
But what goes in the ground like that? It's the wasps, right?
Yellow jackets, yeah.
Yep. That's what got me.
That's
what got me at the shed.
Yeah, once one sends out the high alert.
They come spinning out. Do-do-do-do-do. Yep.
Like a pizza. It's like a bunch of kamikazes.
Yep. And they're all over. Like, wah! No one else can see me. Look, an idiot run through the yard going, wah!
Yeah.
Like you freaked out.
All right. Dr. Gail E. Ridge, Associate Scientist, the Connecticut Agricultural Experiment Station. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Always.
Nice.
We're very lucky to have someone that smart in our state.
Seriously. Especially when the news is you don't have to worry.
Yeah. Who knew?
Who knew? You wouldn't know any of this.
They may seem like the next week could be
here. It would seem like they were here.
The matter with you people. Stop this.
Really?
You can't find news. Don't make it up.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. My wife is going bananas. You know how she reacts to spiders. This is when she saw a cricket in the basement. This is a cricket. This is me coming down.
What's wrong?
Oh, stop! It went under the treadmill!
It's a cricket.
The front of the treadmill! Oh.
What?
Under the front of the treadmill! Please! I want...
It's a cricket. It's not a spider.
How do you know?
I just saw it. Right here.
How do you know?
So I just saw him. It's a cricket.
Oh, my God. Jesus. It's
It's a cricket. It's a cricket.
How is your house still standing?
I don't know.
How do you know? That's my favorite.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it.
It switched into a cricket costume.
It changed clothes.
We were talking about Pat Sajak. He said goodbye. I think he's still saying goodbye.
Probably, yeah.
It was like a real long. We played it at 6. It's
long.
We're not going to play it again.
Very long.
I lost a lot of our lives.
Only till 10.
But he said goodbye to the fans of Wheel of Fortune. He was doing it for 44 years.
Nice guy.
Andre from Derby is on. You met Pat Sajak?
Yeah, so early March, my girlfriend and I went to this M3 festival in Maryland. It's just a two-day rock festival, like Queensryche's there, Quiet Riot.
Nice.
Piercy, Brett Michaels. It's awesome. So we were able, through some friends, we were able to get, like, artist guest passes. So we were backstage the whole time for both days. So day two, we're all just, like, hanging out and back and everything. And all of a sudden, word comes through that Pat Sajak's there. And everyone's like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
So next thing you know, like an hour later, you know, all the musicians are in back milling around. And freaking Pat Sajak's there. He's there with, like, I guess his wife, whatever. He's just walking around with a drink in his hand. And every rock star there is losing their mind to meet Pat Sajak. They're like, well, come here, man. Let's take pictures and stuff. And evidently, I guess he's friend. First of all, evidently, he lives nearby.
Okay.
He lives in Maryland. And he's friends with the guys from Night Ranger. So he was there as, like, their guest to go see him. So
Cool.
I met him. My girlfriend met him. He was, like, just totally cool. We're, like, freaking out that it's Pat Sajak, you know. It's weird because you meet him, and I'm saying hi, and he's talking to me. I'm like, man, there's that voice I heard from my TV for the last 48 years of my life. So.
Did he sing Sister Christian?
Totally cool. Yeah. But he's just cool dude, just hanging out, just, you know. But
chill,
it was the most unexpected thing you'd think. And like I said, Brett Michaels, Dee Snider, they're all freaking out to meet Pat Sajak. So he was like
the same age.
Held the ball for the whole thing. Yeah. But he was totally cool, dude. But yeah, it was just unexpected.
Wow.
But I got a picture of him. He's cool.
I would check my drink. What's in this? I see Pat Sajak.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's funny.
Rufy.
My girlfriend's like, we watch you all the time. And he's like, you do? I'm like, yeah, well, he sees, you know, he sees us, thinks we're freaks. We're like, he doesn't think we're watching game shows at night.
Right. He's picturing some, you know, 75-year-old woman in a nursing home or
right,
something.
With a card tray and a Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me going, I know the vowel. I know the puzzle. But, you know, like I said, he's just hanging out with every rock and metal star.
Can you look up his salary? Is it online?
Let's see.
What's he worth?
Ugh, the amount of
he's
money.
He's going to be making like 1.5 a year, easy.
Oh, he better.
1.5 million? Oh, way more than that.
Yeah. I would say it's more than that.
Oh, that game show bills a ton of money.
Let me see.
Well, he's like a producer.
15 million
now,
per
so
season is an estimate, but that's from Forbes. So that
I think that's
a pretty good estimate
of the show.
Well, I guess if you think Carson made 30 a year when he left.
It says
that
here,
was prime, you know, not prime time, but late night.
It says he has an estimated fortune of $70 million, an annual salary of $14
million. Not bad.
Yep.
Vanna does all the work. She's one walking around.
What's
she
worth?
Became really non-essential once you had screens that you could just put the letter up. You
now
don't,
she just touches
you don't
it.
Have to turn
yeah.
it.
Yep. Let's see, her.
Man, I'm not feeling the whole Ryan Seacrest thing, man. I don't know.
Jesus.
It's an overexposure of him. You know, he's good in small doses, and it's just too much him.
Yeah. They should get, like, someone like a comedian or something like that, or just someone left field. Not him. He's just everywhere.
It's just background.
She's estimated worth of $85 million because of her, she diversified her assets and invested wisely.
Hmm.
So she's actually richer than Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, when you have that much money, does it really matter?
No. I'll take it, though.
Her husband's loaded, too, which doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Andre, thank you for the story. Family in Texas say they went through quite the scare when recently visiting a wildlife center, according to the Totten family. A giraffe accidentally picked up the toddler out of the bed of their truck. When they were visiting the wildlife center on June 1st.
That would have been the best day of my life.
Right? See this lump going down the giraffe's throat. She had the baby.
Here's a report from a local television station.
Family had a bit of a scare this past Saturday while on a trip to Fossil Rim in Glen Rose. This after a giraffe picked up their toddler out of their truck.
Thank you, Lauren and Gordon. If you've never been to Fossil Rim, it's a drive-through safari with everything from zebras to ostriches and even giraffes. Visitors can get to drive themselves along a path where their exotic and endangered animals all roam free, getting the chance to even feed them.
Can't tell she's reading.
Yeah.
Not at all, no.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Totally.
I love lamp.
But as one family learned, you have to be careful where you hold the food.
2-year-old Paisley Toten was riding in the back of a pickup truck with her mom feeding all of the animals when one giraffe accidentally grabbed her shirt and lifted Paisley into
Who
the air.
The hell? What? You got to give the... Some of these parents need a test.
Seriously. Texas.
Who put the kid in the back of a truck and let it feed a wild animal?
Right.
But who let them through like that?
In the back of the bed
again,
of the truck.
Right?
Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, do what you want.
Yeah, we're fixing the video, babe. No.
Jason Toten recalled the moment the giraffe picked up his daughter, which was caught on video by a car behind them.
We stopped to feed the giraffes, and I turned around to look out the back window, and I saw the giraffe kind of digging around right there, and then it just grabbed her, and I didn't see her no more.
According to Toten, it was a complete accident.
I didn't see her no more. I was down the pickup truck, next thing I know.
Yeah,
giraffe was like, you're not taking care of this thing? I will.
That animal opened his mouth and... And then I didn't see my kid no more.
Damn thing. And all of a sudden, coughed out a shoe.
He didn't even sound concerned.
Didn't even.
Of course, I was too medicated to realize doing anything about it.
It does sound like he's medicated.
On that meth I had.
All right.
According to Toten, it was a complete accident.
Paisley was holding the bag like this, and the giraffe went to get the bag, not get
can
her.
Can I say it's not an accident if you hand a child food
yes.
to feed a wild animal? And the wild animal grabs your child.
Yes.
That's not an accident.
Yeah, you kind of set it up.
Yeah.
I thought it would have no child, but it came back.
It's like, what an accident. That alligator took my kid's head off while I was trying to feed him a steak.
Imagine my surprise.
Like, that's not an accident.
Right, I gave the kid a pork chop shirt.
But ended up getting her shirt, too, and picking her up.
But thankfully, she didn't get too high up before the giraffe dropped her.
As soon as she went up, her mom just yelled, hey. Like, hey. And the giraffe just kind of let go.
Oh, look. Oh.
When she fell, her mom was right.
Was that it?
That was the actual,
that was
yeah.
the moment.
Yeah, that was the moment.
And that was, who's yiking?
That's the mother. The
mother?
The mother's with the kid, back in the pickup, and that's when that thing, you know, its nose went, it's going, oh, look at that, ooh, and all of a sudden, you just went, nyark.
But who does that? Is
that's
it the kid?
That's
the mom. That's
right
the
here?
Yeah.
That's mom, yeah.
That's mom.
Yeah.
Okay, so she didn't say hey.
Yeah.
She went, nah.
She went,
nah.
Right.
Neat. Neat. We have the knights who say neat.
We have the knights who say neat.
What else?
When she fell, her mom was right there to catch her, so no one was hurt, but it was still a scary moment for everyone.
My heart stopped. My stomach dropped. It scared me.
My left.
Got your shirt.
Are the kids okay?
Yeah, was it
what'd
scary?
The kids say?
Not my doo-doo, blah, blah.
They tried to feed me to a giraffe.
Right. Well, the kid can't talk.
I always feel like rule one with these things is stay in your vehicle.
Right.
Don't get out of the car.
Don't stand in the pickup.
They're what the are you doing?
Bed of a pickup truck.
Right.
Feeding, letting yep. your...
Wait, we're going to the mountain. We're going to the lines next.
And then he thinks it's an accident.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it was an accident. It's like, it was bad parenting.
Yep. Yeah.
Afterwards, Toten said they went to the gift shop and Paisley got a toy giraffe.
We got it, yeah. Figured she deserved it.
He screams out.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.